Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Health Secretary Steve Barclay says there will be ongoing discussions after police gave the go-ahead for a demonstration calling for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip to take place on Armistice Day. Yesterday, Metropolitan Police Commissioner Sir Mark Rowley resisted pressure heaped on the force by politicians trying to block the pro-Palestinian gathering in London. Meanwhile, Deputy Assistant Commissioner Lawrence Taylor says that reports to a UK police counter-terrorism hotline have more than doubled since the Hamas attack on Israel.
Across the UK, we have seen a significant increase in the number of reports coming from our communities, from our public, into counter-terrorism policing.
A 15-year-old boy has died after a stabbing near a school in Horsforth, near Leeds, yesterday. West Yorkshire police say a teenage boy has been arrested over the incident. And in the Champions League, Manchester City reached the knockout stage, beating Young Boys 3-0. Newcastle were beaten 2-0 in Germany by Borussia Dortmund, and Celtic were thrashed 6-0 by Atletico Madrid. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Ricky Williams.
Breaking news. Save the Children's Christmas Jumper Day is being called off.
Whoa there, John.
Let me finish. Save the Children's Christmas Jumper Day is being called officially the best day of the year, and it's back on Thursday the 7th of December. All you have to do is to sign up, put the date in your diary, then join millions of people as they pull on their best Christmas jumpers and donate £2 to Save the Children. Sign up your school, workplace or family and friend group today at ChristmasJumperDay.org.
Coming up, The Business Mix Show.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Hi, I'm Austin Obi-Cherry, a bowel cancer screening specialist. Believe it or not, your next trip to the toilet could save your life. If you receive an NHS bowel cancer screening kit in the post, you should complete it as soon as possible. You do it privately at home by following a few simple steps. Just a tiny sample detects signs of cancer before you notice anything wrong. If you're sent a bowel cancer screening kit, put it by the loo. Don't put it off. For more information, visit nhs.uk/bowel screening.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
We ain't good, good, but we still good. We ain't good, good, but we still good.
I hate to be to make it to forever. Probably ain't getting back to. Usually my exes turn to enemies, but this is different, cause we didn't got closer now that you ain't with me. All that love that we had, ain't no way we gon' forget that. In your family, love me like I'm family, you know where you stand with me. So when they ask, tell them, right one, right left, wrong times, can't say. Even though we ain't together, it was real love, and maybe it's still love. I hate that we make it to forever. Probably ain't getting back together, but that don't mean that I can't wish you better. We ain't good, good, but we still good. I realize that I can't be your lover. Let's just keep it honest with each other. I'll be happy for you when you find another.
All the stacks that you did spent on me, Ellen, nigga, don't go forgotten. But we're happier apart than locked in. Don't smoke with me, I promise, but don't do drama. It didn't work, but I hope you find another. good sleep. Find a girl of your dreams, cause they're asleep well at night, knowing this ain't meant to be.
Right
place,
wrong time.
Can't say
we didn't
try. All good things come to an end, so let's just learn the lessons and find loving again.
Nothing to it.
Hey, I believe.
The Business Mix Show.
What's up? We're here on The Business Mix. My name is Chrissy.
And I am Rachel.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. I'm very good that you can join me for another fantastic Business Mix show.
Indeed. And guess what? We're here every Wednesday.
On Colourful Radio.
That's right. Here to give you the best mix of business, entrepreneurship,
yeah,
music, chat.
Yes.
All that jazz.
We're here to join you on your entrepreneurial journey and bring you the best highlights and just be here with you.
Yes, indeed.
So call us, message us,
talk to us.
Yeah, we like to hear about what you're doing.
Yes, we don't bite
unless you ask nice.
There you go. Anyway, who have we got today, Rachel?
This week on the show, well, I'm determined to pronounce names right. So we have William Adoisi.
Yeah.
Yay. Hello, William.
Hello.
And William is the founder of, and I'm going to say, luxury, high class watch brand.
Yes.
Vite Watches.
Yes.
Mm. And if you've, I'm sure people have heard of Vite Watches.
Vite London. Everywhere.
Yes.
I have wanted a watch for a while, so I hit a grand age next year. And I'm like determined that watch is going to be on my hand.
Okay.
Before the big 4-0, it's going to be on my on my wrist.
I'll be looking out for that then.
Yeah. So this is basically part two of what we did last week about social enterprise. We love social enterprise.
Yeah, absolutely. I think because of who we are, where we're going as a people, I think business and social conscience and ethics can definitely always have a great mix together. You know. Profits with a purpose, that's what I call it.
Yes.
Profits with purpose.
I'm looking forward to hear from William. But before we do, got a hot topic
this week, Christine.
This week is just like, just wanted to air something, get something off my chest. So I'm sure everyone has seen the BA strikes, and some people may be affected by the strikes that the pilots are taking recently. And I really wanted to just ask, are the recent BA strikes, are they justified? So basically, the pilots are striking. They're not happy with pay. As always, it's always got something to do with pay. But basically, they're saying that they should be, the pay increase that they were offered, which was 11.5%, over 3 years, so about three and a bit, four each year, is not enough for them, especially because BA have had high turnover and had a high increase in their profits.
Right.
So they believe that they're entitled to more of the company's profits.
Right.
So I want to ask today, is that justified? Is that fair that employees can say, right, we know how much you've had coming in, we want some of that, and we're not happy with what you've offered us, even though it's quite nice. And pilots are getting paid 100 plus a year. So I'm waiting to hear what you guys think.
I think asking for a pay rise shouldn't necessarily be determined by the profit that the company makes. I think it should be determined, like if I was going to ask for a pay rise, it would be due to the work that I've put in, my effort, my capabilities. If I feel that I've contributed to that profit making for the business, then yeah, definitely I'm going to ask for my share of it, possibly. But I mean, it's not a John Lewis. We're not shareholders. Mm. So you're given a salary that you say you're going to work for, irrespective. So even if you're not pulling your weight, you still get your salary.
Yeah.
Even if you exceed your targets, you're still going to get your salary. So I understand, but I think to assert that you have a right to claim for it, you can ask for it, but to think that you have a right is, I would probably draw the line there. But
I agree. I think it's weird because if the company made a loss the year after, would they ask for a pay cut?
And that is exactly my point. They wouldn't ask for a pay cut, would they? They'll still be demanding that they get the pay rise that they got the previous year. So it makes no sense.
It seems a bit odd. Also, they don't know what the plans are with those profits.
Yep.
So I don't know how BA generated more profits, but they don't know what BA have in store with those profits, so they can't really make a demand and kind of feel entitled towards more money.
And I think I don't know if... When was the last time I went on a BA flight? I believe that some of their services have gone quite down.
Well...
Yep. And, especially to Ghana.
There you go, you see.
Still using old planes, still charging us £2,000 for us.
Absolutely. Wow. And yet, I remember it used to be quite a frills kind of experience. The food you get was really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
The planes, it was a nice journey, but it's gone downhill. So that money could be used to upgrading the planes, upgrading food choices, look at new contractors. So I just don't get the demand. William, as a businessman yourself, can you imagine your employees coming to you and say, look, William, we know you've had this much in, we want more.
It's a tricky one because obviously the employees have contributed towards our growth, contribute towards our expansion, but at the end of the day, an agreement was made. And I can understand, just as you said, actually coming and saying, I would like more because of X, Y, and Z. But to demand more and say that you deserve it for these reasons, I think is kind of crazy. So,
and to say, well, I'm not coming to work then.
Yeah.
And I'm going to affect everybody.
Everything. Yeah. And maybe...
Like you don't get paid a salary already.
And then you're... Maybe that's... Is that going to... That's not going to help bring in more money. That's going to actually... make the profit even less by saying, oh, we're not going to work for 2 days. It is, I mean, hey, everybody has a right to protest and I'm not going to go against that. But also, I think what was interesting, what I was reading, is that the prestige of being a pilot or a captain has actually gone down. Yeah, because of the expansion in, say, like the budget airlines and, you know, it's as a whole, you know, being a captain of a plane was like, hey, yeah, but nowadays it's like, well, you know, anyone can do it. Anyone can be a captain of a plane and fly to Ireland and come back, who knows? But yeah, so that's gone down a bit. So that's a reason why the kind of the pilots are like, well, we need to be kind of compensated a little bit more. Also, I didn't realise that, hold on, the training, you act the what you have to pay. Training costs up to £100,000 training. Yeah, you have to pay for your own training to be a pilot.
But isn't that like paying for your own when you do a course or something?
When you go to university.
Yeah, when you go to university, it's like that. You made the choice. This is your pathway.
And you knew the potential salary. You agreed on the salary at contract. You've been given 11% more and you're still crying. I don't know.
A doctor's, they train for how long and they had to pay?
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
But starting salaries are 27,000, not 100,000.
Oh, wow.
It goes up.
Yeah, but that's like, again, like everyone, it goes up.
Everyone starts somewhere.
Absolutely.
And it goes up. That's,
I just think
that's
it's
right.
A bit of arrogance, but that's
And they do get free flights, so I mean...
Everywhere.
That's like a perk. Like who...
That's a massive perk.
But I guess it gets to the point where you're like, I don't care about the perks anymore. I'm not interested in the perks. Okay, BA, whatever.
Yeah, thank you.
Basically, whatever. Is what I think.
But thanks. That was my little irk this week.
Have you got it off your chest now?
It's off my chest.
Fantastic.
Okay, we're just going to go for a short break. Okay, so there's a connection between the songs we're going to play today. So once you know a bit more about William, you'll know why we made these song choices. So we're going for the first one, and it's J. Cole featuring JC, and it's Mr. Nice Watch.
Hey. Yeah, everybody got a bad side track. Let me see this. What you say, Cole ain't hot, what? Where you read this? You believe this? All cause I'm lame, tweet that shit. How you see my shows? How you see my tip? I wasn't hot, would they be so thick? Guess not. Got a game in the headlock. I'm blasting that, I'm laughing at you. Old niggas, red fox. Don't mind me, boy, I'm red hot. They not. I'm over here, I'm over there, I'm everywhere. They not. You never play me, nice try. Ballin' in a nice spot. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Hello, Mr. Nice Watch. You don't want no problems. Put yourself in a tight spot. So you can look but don't touch. I stay on my toes like a white socks. Cause it costs me a lot. My chain and my watch. They say time is money, but really it's not.
If we ever go broke, girl, then time is all we got. And you can't make that bet. No, you can't make that bet. So let's ball while we here. Let's ball while we here. Like ain't no tomorrow, like ain't no next year. Drink away all our problems, make it rain with no care. Like I make that bet. I make that bet. Go. Nice watch. Nice watch, I know. Nice watch. No more Mr. Nice Cat. Hello, Mr. Nice Watch. Stack on black. I ain't never been a high roller. Now it's racks on racks. Never thought that I would ride Rover. But I'm back on track. Add to the fact that I never really drive sober. Cold world, but I'm hot as shit. Do that mean that I'm bipolar? Young, black, and gifted. I rap like it's Christmas Eve. Coach wouldn't let it off the bench. No wonder why they quit the team. But I'm cut from a different sleeve. Cold world, so the wrists are freeze. Hurry up with your pictures, please. I gotta make history. It cost me a lot. My chain and my watch. They say time is money, but really it's not. If we ever go broke, girl, then time is all we got. And you can't make that bet. No, you can't make that bet. So let's ball while we here. Let's ball while we here. Like ain't no tomorrow, like ain't no next year. Drink away all our problems, make it rain with no care. Like I make that bet. I make that bet. Go. Nice watch. Nice watch.
Yeah,
Mr. Nice Watch.
Got a Hublot, I call it Tebow. I strap that with a gator band. Y'all ball hack time. Y'all like the gator band. Y'all need a timeout. Who got these all wind up? Sucker, I'm 7:30. Y'all know where y'all gonna wind up. No, Mr. Nice Guy. Hello, Mr. Nice Watch. Only but a matter of time if I hit y'all with a nice shot. Y'all been out call the law. Get no blood on my Audemars. Meaning y'all been out waste my time. When y'all ready, I take the ball for it. Meanwhile, I'm just chopping off doors. Put the front on the back, cause I'm back and forth. Put the front on the back of the back like a boss on front. No, when I'm backing off. What up, Cole? It's your time, let these no. Trust your roll, these only motherfucking hoes. Whenever you ready, go.
It cost me a lot. My chain and my watch.
Mr. Nice Watch.
Mr. Nice Watch. That's right.
So we've got another watch theme.
Time themed thing going on. Because that's how we do at the Business Mix.
Hey. I like it when you do things like that, Chrissy.
Thank you for letting me do these things. Expressing myself through music.
You're welcome. Right, we are back. We are back with our part two, actually, of our Social Enterprise Profits with Purpose show. Last week we had the gorgeous, absolutely stunning Carmen, who came on to tell us about Kay Mabel.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Her earrings and how her profits are going to help those in Africa with hearing impairments, yep. With hearing aids. And this morning, or today, we have William, who's here from Vitae London, to tell us about his business and what he's doing with his profits. So welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Please give us an introduction to yourself and an overview of your business.
Yeah, no doubt. So, yeah, as you said, I'm Will, founder of the watch brand Vitae London. Vitae is actually Latin for life, so our whole mantra is to be the fashion brand changing lives. So,
love it.
Yeah, whenever we sell a watch, we help support a child through education across sub-Saharan Africa. The regions we support children at the moment are South Africa, Zimbabwe, Lesotho, Uganda, and Ghana.
Wow.
But the dream is to keep expanding. And how it works is, whenever someone buys a watch, we either provide a child with a full set of school uniform for a year, or we provide them with a solar lamp, meaning that they can study at night time without having to burn harmful fuels or walk in for hours.
Amazing.
So, yeah, that's what we do.
This is why I love bringing these people in. Like, it's such an amazing thing. So, William, how did this all start for you? How did this journey start?
Yeah, I always say it was birthed out of frustration. So we launched in January 2016. And before that, I was working in the city as a recruitment consultant. Okay. And I worked my way up, so I was making really, really good money, and I got to a point where money just didn't do it for me. I wanted to live for a greater purpose. So I was frustrated with my job. I was frustrated that I didn't get to do things in the creative fields that I was passionate about, like fashion and photography and other creative things that I do. And then my final frustration is the fact that my dad was the first in my family line to learn to read and write.
Right.
He grew up in a village in Ghana, and he kind of married a rich man's daughter, and that's how he's in this country. But through him getting an education, it broke a cycle of poverty that was plaguing us for years. So just seeing that and understanding that that's a problem that's across the continent, unfortunately, I just wanted to be a solution. So I kind of merged all those worlds, my passion for fashion and creativity with my passion for making a difference, and Vitae was birthed out of that.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you.
Can I ask about something, just diverting a little bit, the design process for your watches? Because obviously I've had a look at them and they're beautiful. How does the inspiration, so that was the inspiration for starting the business, where's the inspiration for the actual creativity of the styles of the watch come from?
Especially with our initial ranges, I've always loved watches of old. So brands like Patek Philippe, etc. Those really like high-end, classy brands. But then I realised I could never personally afford them. So I saw that there was a gap in the market for people who loved watches that were still of a great quality, but had a really nice, good finish to them, were simplistic, and were like those watches of old. And Vitae was kind of birthed out of looking at those kind of watches and creating from that place. So yeah, that's where the designs come from.
So tell me, when you're not designing watches, I want to know what is what would be an ideal day off for Will?
Will doesn't get days off.
Pretend. If you could, and the business would still run and it wouldn't crumble, what would you do?
I would be in Jamaica.
Nice.
I'd be on a beach, and I would go swimming in the ocean for a few hours. Come back, have a cocktail, relax. That would be my dream day.
That would be a dream day off.
Swim with some fish, do some scuba diving.
I could do that for about a month, actually. That would be a nice month.
It would be. Okay, so I've seen that you've been busy throughout the year so far.
I'm trying to be.
You've had some collaborations, you've been talking and all sorts of stuff. What have you got planned for the rest of 2019, Will?
Yeah, we're ending the year with a bang. So we've got new products coming out. So we released some new watches in October, which people can pre-order and save money on by pre-ordering. Okay. And the really cool thing about those watches is that they're interchangeable. So what that means is you can change the straps and the bezel, which is the rim around the top. Meaning if one day you wanted a gold watch and then the next day you wanted a silver watch, you could just interchange those pieces and have a totally different coloured watch but of the same style. So those are releasing next year. I'm actually off to America, meeting with loads of just influential people to become like ambassadors for the brand, and yeah, just spreading the word. So yeah, that's what we've got planned.
Excellent.
Ooh, lots to look out for. There's only lots to do in 3 months by the sound of it.
But Will can do it.
Well, Chrissy said that you had quite a busy 2019, lot of collabos. And I'd like to know what's been your highlight, like your business highlight for the year?
Yeah, it's actually been a real breakthrough year for our business in terms of, so when we started the business a few years ago, I had about £7,000 I saved up. And we turned that into a couple hundred thousand, which was amazing. And then earlier this year, we got an investor from America come on board.
Okay. Wow.
And put some money into the business. And then last month, I think it was, we finished the round. We allowed the general public to be able to invest.
Invest in as well.
Yeah, so we had over 600 people invest. We raised over 100. We raised just under 110,000. Just from the general public in like 5 weeks.
Round of applause thank you. So, and everybody that supports. Yeah.
So how do people, are you still allowing the public to kind
no.
of
okay.
your time is that time actually, is over.
The campaign was meant to last 2 months, so we had a target of 75,000, and then in 5 weeks we'd hit like 110 and we had to close it off early.
Wow.
Is that like a crowdfunding type?
Yes, so it's a platform called Cedars. where you can, so it's SEEDRS, where you can invest in early stage businesses.
That is would be a great idea. You know, when you want to like jump on early innovators, early disruptors, like look on there. Amazing.
100%.
And is it, sorry, again, I'm going off topic, but is that kind of like affordable investment? Because you know I don't have angel investment money to just be like, hey,
were people putting what they could?
Yeah, the minimum buy-in was £15, so people, we had some people invest as little as 15, some as much as 5,000. There was just a big variation, so we just wanted to bring in as many people and just really teach our community around ownership and show them so that important. For a little bit of money you can actually have ownership in a business, watch it grow, and then see yourself make money from it.
We might need another show about that.
Yeah.
We might need to bring you in and just tell us about your experience with that, because I think a lot of the companies and businesses that are growing don't look at that much, that side of investment. And I think it's a great...
We're always kind of looking for somebody way, way, way higher up to give us this cash injection
for
that
sure,
we need.
For sure.
And, you know, we can use those who we have around us, who we see every day, who may be interested. And not only that, but have, you know, one thing I always say is that the skills that we need to grow our businesses and our community to the stage that we think it should be at, they're here. Like, we probably walk past each other every day, never said hello, sit next to you on the tube, on the bus, and you just don't know what people until you speak to people.
And it's also a lot more powerful having 600 people as investors, because they're all going to be brand advocates as opposed to one angel.
Absolutely.
Like, those 600 people, they get like early access to events. Yeah, it actually makes business sense. And as you grow and as they pour into your growth, they get to benefit from it too. So everyone wins.
Fantastic.
Love that.
All right, we're going to hear a bit more from William after this timeless break.
Timeless.
Get it? Timeless. I'm getting in there, you know. You get. We'll be right back. And we've got, give me just a little more time. Boom, boom.
Colorful radio.
I said I haven't sang for a long time.
I know, actually. I think the next show you need to have like a full proper spotlight. Yeah, we should forget about the hot topic and just make you sing.
We need layers, we need harmonies. You need to record and record and record.
What's this?
Watch out coming next week. I've got the track.
La 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 la. Anyway,
sorry.
We're back with the Business Mix here on Colourful Radio.
Yes, and we are still talking to Will, founder of Vite London, an excellent brand of watches. Absolutely gorgeous. We've just been looking at them and talking about them and saying which ones we like and which ones we want.
And remember, you buy one, you obviously help impact people in Africa buying uniforms or solar lamps.
Yeah.
So it's really worth it.
So yeah, you're not just making yourself look good and feel good, you're actually investing as well. So socially investing. So we're going back to our part two of our
Profits with a purpose.
So we kind of spoke about we spoke about having a purpose and linking your business to your purpose last week. So what I wanted to ask you about this week, Will, was how do you evaluate the impact that you're actually having? Because it's all well and good and saying, yes, we do this and we get these, you know, we send uniforms, but are there any like particular tools you use to measure the impact you're having, or how do you quantify it?
That's great. So the beauty of what we get to do is that we partner with charities on the ground. Because I think the worst thing to do, even though I am Ghanaian, I'm of Ghanaian heritage, but I think the worst thing to do is grow up in the West and then think you can solve all the problems back home and that you're some kind of savior that sweeping. So we prefer to just work with charities on the ground. And the beauty of that as well is that they send us monthly reports. We know that we've distributed over 2,000 items of uniform, over 150 solar lights recently. And the beauty about the solar lights is that it not only impacts the child we gift it to, often their siblings also get to partake in it. Children from the house across will run over and use it as well. So it's difficult to see our total reach, but we've got tangibles in terms of, we've definitely reached X amount of numbers.
And do you get, reports or kind of case studies back in terms of, do you know what, before I had the uniform or before I had the lamp, I couldn't do A, B and C. But now, as you said, and it's the impact that you're having, it would be great. I was watching your YouTube video as well. to have those kind of like visuals. Because it's great to have reports and everything. And, you know, your supporters, they want to see, I think we're going to come on to that in a little bit later. But, you know, they obviously want to see as well, oh, I've invested in this. How is my investment going further?
As well as the reports, they do send stories. And the beauty of it is they send images and videos alongside it as well, which is amazing. Yeah. And we're going to be ramping that up a lot more now that we've got more capital to do that. It's just amazing. Like I've got stories that just stick in my head forever. There's a little girl in South Africa called Lile. She's actually in the video you mentioned. And so she grows up in this shack. Her parents pass away, unfortunately, due to HIV. Yeah. And she's living in this shack with her 14 other cousins because her uncles and aunties have passed away as well. Her grandparents are looking after all of them. And because of something as basic as school uniform, she wasn't going to school. So to be able to fly out there, I went personally, and then I gifted to some children at that point. So to be able to give it to her and then 6 months later to go back again, still see her in clapping and singing in school and loving life is what keeps us going for sure.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. So I'm going to ask you this question, and profit versus purpose. Profit versus purpose. Which one is for you? Which one's more important, do you think?
For me, there's no versus.
Okay.
To me, they work hand in hand. I think in old, like business of old, it's take as much as you can, make as much profit as you can. But for us, we've seen having a purpose has actually enabled us to be more profitable. It's enabled us to expand. We wouldn't have had ambassadors like Richard Branson, Ava DuVernay, like these phenomenal people who wouldn't really wear a watch for £200-300 if you think about it. We wouldn't have ambassadors like that without our purpose. So as well as it sometimes people just view it as it's cutting from your profit, mm-hmm. but it actually enables you to generate more profit. So I don't think it's profit versus purpose. I think it's enabling profit to work hand in hand with purpose.
Excellent. And I think I asked Carmen last week the same question. When you went into business, did you always have, yes, I want that social purpose, that impact, and when I do this, I just don't want to be for profit?
Yeah, I've lived the life when I was just making money. Mm. And it's just, for me, it's not enough of a motivation to get up every day. I'm sure it's the same with you and the show. It's like knowing that you're equipping people to be better with business.
Yeah, absolutely.
It gives you that drive and that kick. So for me, I couldn't do this business without the purpose. Mm. It just, I wouldn't have the drive that I have. Like, even with money, it gets to a point where money is just a means of exchange.
Yeah,
but actually making a tangible difference in this world is what drives me.
I mean, and that goes hand in hand with what so many guests have said, and I feel like a cracked record, but it's so true, is that you're talking about purpose. When you have a passion for your purpose, as you said, like the kind of the money, it's like, yeah, that's great, but actually I'm so passionate about what I'm doing. That's what's actually that's what's paying me.
For sure.
And that's what's driving me to do that. So with that in mind then, how do you keep the balance of being financially sustainable, but also still wanting to give and still wanting to obviously make that difference and impact?
So for us, it's all about financial modelling, to be honest. So we've got a cash flow forecast where we're able to kind of predict how much revenue we're going to generate, and how much everything costs in terms of the team as well and in terms of production. And then from that, so it depends on the product. With some products it's as much as 20%, with some products it's as little as 10%.
Yeah.
But that's how much we give, depending, and we look at our cash flow forecast and model it in.
Mm.
So we just plan with the impact in mind that we want to make, but also ensuring that it is sustainable.
Because you've got to be obviously realistic, as you said.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I can't give away 100%.
Your costs are your costs, and you've still got to be able to you know, have.
And I still have dreams of having a nice house and
of course.
Nice cars.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's the thing as well. People might think that, oh, because you're running a social enterprise or you know, a socially committed business, that you're not bothered about money. Mm. You don't care about money. Yeah. Like, that's not what we're saying.
I care about both, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, nothing is free, unfortunately, in life.
Okay, so I think we've spoken about all the nicey stuff, all the good stuff. Let's get down to the dirty, the risks, the challenges. What do you think are some of the risks that especially non-profit organisations face, and especially trying to keep in competitive in this kind of...
I think if you're not for profit, it can be tough to be as innovative as the market leaders. So for us, I ensure my products are just as good quality, if not better than our competitors. We try to be edgy in terms of our pricing. But then if you're not for profit, you can't generate the revenue in order to compete like that on the same playing field. It's harder to run at the same pace as your competitors. So that's why I love the merger of profit with purpose, because it means you can still run, and often even faster than your competitors, because you have this element of making a difference in the world. I could personally never run a not-for-profit, and I'm not slating anyone that does, but I'm just saying I prefer being able to mix both worlds and run hard with it.
So with that in mind, how can you think of any, like, or rather, how would you advise people if they want to do some, like, collaboration work? You know, we can't do everything by ourselves, but if you're wanting to address issues, so for example, you work with a lot of charities, as you said, on the ground in these, a lot of the countries that you work in, how can we work with our peers to be seen as more, you know, collaborative rather than straight competition, like, all the time, especially when you do want to attack a social purpose?
I think it's about spotting the gaps. I think the thing I love most about business is, spotting gaps, spotting opportunities, and actually looking around my peers, my circle, people who are doing phenomenal things in their lane, and see where our lanes can cross over and ways in which we can work together.
Yeah.
Like, in my head, my only competition is myself. If I can live my life to the best of my ability, I won't really care about what anyone else is doing. So that's what pushes me more than anything.
I like that. And we should be celebrating our competitors in one in quotes, like, you know, when my peers are doing something really well, like when other radio hosts who, do you know what I mean, they're presenting, their presenting's on point, or they're at particular events, I'm like, well done, like, you know, it's almost an inspiration, like, I want to get there, I want to be there too, rather than I want that and I don't want them to have it because I want to have it.
That comes from a place of security. Once you know your lane and you know that if you give this everything, you will excel. You don't look at others and feel envy because you know. Because when I see people killing it in their lane, I actually end up being like overjoyed, and is because I know the work it takes to get there. So I always commend people who do well, for sure.
Nice, cool stuff. So William, I've been to one of your parties. I've had the pleasure.
See,
and you got left behind again.
Sorry. Been to one of your parties. So, and I can see that you've got lots of supporters, people behind you, and people behind your brand. What tips do you have for those out listening about keeping your supporters and engaging people continuously throughout your work?
For sure, I think number one would be regular communication. I just think people aren't consistent enough with their messaging and their communication, especially across social media. So yeah, keeping people informed and ensuring there is regular communication. And also, it's just, I think for us, it's about understanding why people have decided to become your supporters, your fans, or whatever you want to call it. Understanding why, and give the people what they want. Like, understand why they've come along this journey with you. And really highlight that to them, and continue to reinforce that they've joined the right team, and that together we can actually make a difference in the world.
There you go. Be consistent.
Yes, absolutely. So, can you please give us your contact, your socials, website, if people are like, yep, I definitely want to check this out.
Yeah,
now.
For sure.
How can they find out about Vitae London?
No doubt. So, in terms of the business, our website is vitaelondon.com. Vitae spelled V-I-T-A-E, so Victor, India, Tango, Alpha, Echo. So vitaelondon.com, and it's the same across all our social media. So it's Vitae London on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, all that fun
stuff.
All
of them.
Yeah.
So. Everywhere. Go out, check the website out.
Yes, please,
don't
do.
Miss out. And if anyone is there who may want to donate for my birthday present, I'm just saying, I'm going to get it, but I'm just saying, if you want to donate, please hit me
And up if you want to donate, I've just had an idea, so I'm going to create the code Colourful10. So anyone who buys a watch on our site will get 10% off. So
boom.
Fantastic. That is going out on our socials, I think.
thank you Will. No worries. All right, it's been a pleasure.
I've loved the last two shows.
Yes. It's been beautiful.
Thank you for coming in, and next week,
another show next week.
We'll be back
We'll see you then.
Bye.
The Business Mix Show.
JP's a production.
Whoops. We just want to flex, but I nobody. Fine ladies, they I got my money. We just want to flex, but I nobody. Fine ladies, they I got my money. Yeah, all of them, save up for. Allow me, save up for. Bad belle, save up for. Hello, she, save up for. We just want to flex, but I know nobody. My fine ladies, they I got my money. We just want to flex, but I know nobody. My fine ladies, they I got my money.
This thing when you carry for back now. Head, shoulder, and toes. Oh, sexy be mannequin the way you pose. I know they ask for you, girl, I'm a boss. This night I want to do Viagra overdose. Let's see. My paroco, my jali. I'm a call away at the sound of Mali. I'm going to miss a lot of the my Mali. State of capital, baby, job for Mali. Party more. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Roll up the cheese. Give me like this, please. I want to be.
We just want to flex, but I nobody.
I finally this day, yeah, I got my money. We just want to flex, but I know body. Fine, fine ladies, yeah, I got my money. Yeah, all up there, say back for, say back for, say back for. I like when you say back for, say back for, say back for. My belly, say back for, say back for, say back for. When you shoot, say back for, say back for, say back for. La dagba ma kuro la robo la bo bi every day bi si robo messi de carry fida ja logo passe chez era claro ni lungu si boss how far akoko be la u fa for the super we go pay you better o fe matela la kwa we don gba salary ade wis ko lo wis ka flash point abi ni to tun lo vista tell me the usefulness where they for mister as you know do not to follow your sister feel for no see the kilo jebe obe yo wa pa motele la jebe won ni sey ma je o de tin jebe I want to buy eh my egun.
We just want to flex, but I nobody. Fine, fine ladies, yeah, I got my money. We just want to flex, but I nobody. Fine, fine ladies, yeah, I got my money.
Yeah, all of them, save back for, save back for, save back for. I like we save back for, save back for, save back for. My belly, save back for, save back for, save back for. Hello, she say back up, say back up, say back up.
We just want to flex, but I know body. My fine ladies, yeah, I got my money. We just want to flex, but I know body. My fine ladies, yeah, I got my money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's wrong? Yeah, get it, get it.
Yeah.